My name is Maggie Wildwest, and I'm the director of Vocal Ensemble Voiceworks. And Vocal Ensemble Voiceworks is a community choir. We rehearse in Shenton Park, and we have also a second choir called Voiceworks Plus. And that's not just a choir, but it's a performing arts program for people with disabilities. Now, I've worked for a long time in theatre. I've worked in professional theatre for just over 40 years, I think, in Western Australia. And I've always had a really strong understanding that theatre is about people and it belongs to people. So I love working with community theatre. And the programs that we've done over those years have been so varied and different. In fact, I think it was in 1981, I started the first professional theatre company called Theatre of Difference, which included people with disabilities. And the fun of doing what we do is finding out what people can do, not what they can't do. What you can't do is really obvious. What you can do is the exciting part of doing performances and being able to give back to an audience what your view of the world is.
And how have you seen the ability to make music, sing and dance actually change some of those people's outlook on their own lives?
Everybody needs to sing and dance. It's a really innate need that we have, and I think, you know, we don't think about it in those terms, but whenever we come together, whether it's a birthday, happy birthday to you, whether it's the football, whether it's mourning, whether it's just having a great day and singing along with the radio, when we have a skip in our step, that's a dance. It's about seeing the world from a different angle. And that's really what we need to do in order to be able to work out how we can coexist with our other people in our world. I can tell you a little story. The first time I worked with people with a disability, I was working at Mount Lawley campus. This was before there was such a thing as WOPA. And I was running theatre programs there, and I was asked to go and work with a group of people with disabilities. And I said, look, I have no idea how to do that. I'm trained as a professional actor. I'm method background. I just don't know where to start. Well, they said, go and see what you can find out. And that was the beginning. That was in 1979. And since then, you know, it's been a wonderful journey for me, because one of the things that I realised very quickly was that there are things we can do and there are things we can't do. It really is as simple as that, and it's about technique. So I became fascinated in finding out how people who are different can do this technique or that technique, and that's really where we started. And from that, we formed Theatre of Difference. What is often very easy for people who don't have an apparent disability to do is sometimes very hard for people with a disability. But I also found that sometimes people who have a disability can do things that people with an ability find a lot harder. Mm. And there's a reason for this. The reason is very often people who have a disability don't have a problem with their ego. So they're not wondering how people will see them or how people will think they look if they say this or stand this way. Or so they're very quickly able to get to their real selves. And in theatre, that is very powerful. That is what makes good and exciting theatre. So the things that they find hard to do, which might be, I have one young man in Voiceworks Plus who can't say S. Well, you know, that's just a letter he can't say. I discovered that after giving him a line in a play which had seven S's in it. So that's how I found that out. But there's a great challenge then for us to find out, well, how do you say all the things that you need an S for without an S? And that's where we get into some of the very creative fun that is part of what we're doing. Extraordinary things have happened, and they happen on a daily basis. We have the ability to give them permission to do things that otherwise they may not do or may not feel comfortable to do. When we write for these people, we write with those things in mind. And we had a young a young woman in our choir who has a real concern about keeping her personal space. However, we wrote a love scene for her, and so we had to work with her and say, well, how can you do this and be comfortable? And she found ways that she could actually hold hands. She hadn't done that before, and she was very good at it, and she really liked it. And, you know, for her, she said, you know, I could probably do this when I'm not in the play as well. So, you know, we have a lot of those sorts of things happening. People who very often, we put ourselves on the scrap heap. We all do that, you know. You listen to people's language. Oh, I'm not, or I can't, you know, I'm not a singer. I can't dance. Well, I always say, okay, what do you like on brain surgery? Oh, I can't do that either. Why can't you do that? Well, I've never learned. Oh, so you haven't learnt brain surgery. Have you learnt singing? Well, no. Have you learnt dancing? Well, no, I just can't. Oh, okay. They get the message.
I'm just part of a group, and I like singing and acting with other people, and I love being part of a choir.
We love it because we have fun.
Well, that we work as a team, we just sing in harmony, and we synchronize as one heart and one voice.
And are you excited to perform in front of an audience? What do you love about that?
It takes time, it takes endurance, it... not to be stressed out or, you know, afraid or anything. Just sing from what is in the heart, from the heart out. Before, I was a bit stage fright in the past, but now, because Maggie helped me and the whole crew to, you know, work as a team, yeah, and not to be afraid, yeah.
We all wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Maggie.
And the best compliment I ever got was, we did a show, it's a long time ago now, 1981, called Straw, and a member of the audience came up to me after the show and said, well, that was very enjoyable, but I came here to see those disabled people. There were 8 disabled people right in front of her on the stage. She did not see their disability. She saw their skill. That was the best complaint I've ever had.